So thanks so much for listening today. And I hope you join me next time. Here we talk about all things spiritual path with a bend on learning something new each week. And so I wanted to talk about the change in seasons and how nature has a consciousness and is always communicating with us, even if we don't know that it is. It is on a surface level, but also on an unconscious level too. Last week in my newsletter, I talked about seasons and how the seasons can help us understand ourselves, really, but also the flow of life. And if you're interested in my weekly newsletter, you can sign up for it on schoolofmiracles.ca. So I kept thinking about the change of seasons, and I did a spirit guide reading for this person, and her spirit team chose something in nature to talk to her. And they too talked about the change of seasons and what it can mean for her, but also for us. For her, it was important to understand because she's at a pivotal point in her life. But for a lot of us, we can be at that point too. And I think it's a good reminder of the messages of spirit. So I just want to remind you of the Bible verse about the change in seasons. And that's something that I quoted last week in the newsletter. And I just wanted to start out with that to get us talking about the message. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. And so in the spirit guide reading, a part of nature came forward to talk about the change of seasons and how it can apply directly to our lives. And what I want to do is, instead of read the transcript, which if you listen to channeled material or you channel yourself, you understand that there is a pace to the channeling that is important to the message. That the speed in which the words come through are there for a reason. And I find that when I read something, you lose that tempo that they give you. And so you can use this short section of a channel. I'll just play you a section of it as kind of like a little meditation. You can, if you're not driving or doing something that you need to see, you could actually close your eyes and just kind of feel the energy that is coming through as nature speaks to us. I will tell you after what exactly was happening in the channel and who was speaking, but see if you can maybe pick up on what it could be. It's kind of like a little mystery. That they give us little hints in the channel to who they are. And I just love that about spirit guide readings because it's just, it's so fascinating and so miraculous, really. So listen to the channel and then we're going to talk afterwards about it.
Wishy washy. We are those of the way in which life moves. Which is an ebb of flow, a backwards, a forwards, a soft, a strong. We are those of the water that move when the water moves. We are unable to move when the water is still. We wait for the current to take us so that we can move and see more. We can see more because we are of the earth. We can see beyond. We know what is in front of us. But we also know too what is behind us, above us, and beneath us. We move with the current. We move with the water. Let the water take you. Let it help you move forward. Catch the flow of life when you notice that you are in a hurry. Let it still you, but also when you feel stuck, can you allow the current to gently move you from where you were to where you are going? We all enjoy the differences of existence. Some are rooted and never leave where they were born. And others, like us, get to move away and see more. How blessed we are to be able to see more of life, even in our death. We are carried forward into the afterlife where we are reborn anew. And once again, we are offered the opportunity to share our beauty with those around us. Be like us, where we understand the blessings that we have been given. We are not sad that life has come to an end. Instead, we see a fresh new beginning. Even in our death, we give, we share, we offer to those who are willing to see and hear our rustle. For we too communicate not only with each other, but with you. Hear us, see us, know us to be a part of you too. For you will carry us forward with your intentions of sharing the blessings that you have been given. This is mostly what we have in common, although there is so much more to discover about our union. You have been host to us for a long time, and you will continue to do so, nurturing your surroundings and providing what we need, for what we truly need to thrive is acceptance and integration. We want to be part of it all. Each time you see us, you can be blessed with the knowledge that we hear you too. We hear your thump, thump, thump in the woods. We see you coming and going. And we know eventually we too will be able to move through the air quietly, gently, as so often you are respectful of where you tread. So too are we respectful of our surroundings, knowing that we are all connected together, and what one does can affect another, and often does. Each time you see us, we see you looking at us and admiring our beauty. We love the sunlight, but we also love the change in seasons, as we know time is moving forward. As oftentimes we do not think of that, but are faced with change, as we often do, whether it be the sunlight, the darkness, the rain, the snow, all affects us as it does you. And so you can see how we do have much in common. As we grow and mature, we provide more places for life to live. We cradle the young and release the old, and everything happens within our branches to facilitate life. We take the sunlight and manufacture it into growth. But we also understand the seasons where light ceases to affect us so strongly. Although when temperatures drop, we cocoon within ourselves to harbor any life that needs a home to survive the harsh environment. But then spring comes and warmth returns and light returns in a different way. We welcome the dawn and continue to rise just like the sun in the morning until that time where we have fully reached our limit, and then we expand outwards. So you see, not all growth is vertical. It is horizontal too. Let your life reach out in different ways. Think of how you can reach others in a different way. For aren't we all creatures of habit and live within our comfort zone? Reach further and you will see more rewards of the heart. For the heart loves to reach out. Be of good cheer, as all is well, and as it should be. Be happy in this moment, knowing that all is being fulfilled as it has been written, including our lives.
So you can see from this channel a lot of information it gives us, and how beautiful the pace is, that it allows us time to hear the words, to perhaps reflect in the moment, and actually take it all in. They said a lot. One of the big messages I heard, first of all, let me tell you what it is. So it's a leaf. It's a leaf falling from a tree. Because when I heard the words that they couldn't move on their own, I was thinking, well, what can't move by itself, right? So a tree can't, a leaf can't move by itself, but it can move in the wind. It can drop onto the water and let the water carry it. And that's how it sees more in its death, because it is transitioning to death that way, right? So even in my own life, I saw people die around me and how they gave so much, even in their death. They were the type of person that gave in life, and even in death, they offered something to us, whether it is their love, the communication in the afterlife, definitely. But just so, I just learned so much by the process of death. And I think when we look at leaves changing eventually falling in the fall, instead of being sad for them, they say, and I did feel a lot of emotion when they were talking about their death, because I really felt like they just loved being here, but they also understood that there was more for them, that they will continue in the afterlife and be reborn again. So there was a sadness to leave, but they also understood the bigger picture. And so we can take that information also in our own life. When we see those around us pass away, we can be sad for sure. We can be sad in our own death too, but we can also understand that we will be reborn, that life will continue. And I think it will help us in that process. So a lot of clues along the way about life in general and how to manage it. And I like when they said that they wait for the current to take them. So the leaf has fallen onto the river or the water or the pond or whatever, and they're waiting for that water current to take them. So I feel like we can wait for life to carry us forward. And again, that impetus to move forward can come in so many different sources. It can be internal, it can be the people around us, it can be situations, but we can just pause and wait for that current to move us forward. The other thing that I found interesting was that they talked about being able to see behind them, below them, above them. And I wonder if they were alluding to the fact that nature has a memory. And that when we transition, we take our memories with us. And I think that's very reassuring, that it's not all blank and we start again, that we take our memories with us, because it feels in a lot of ways that our memories are definitely a part of us. And without them, we feel like we've lost a part of us. So I thought that was really encouraging. That's what I took from it anyways. So there is a flow to life, and oftentimes spirit uses a river or water as showing that to us. And I've had many visions like that, telling me, you know, letting the water carry me forward. And definitely this is a big message of theirs. They were also very interestingly talking about recognizing our blessings and how important that is. They were talking about how blessed they are. And I think gratitude just opens up your heart. And it's so important to be grateful, no matter what is happening. So they talked about recognizing their blessings. And the fact that even as they leave the tree, how blessed they are to be able to do that, because up until that time, they were fixed where they were with the tree. And so what a blessing that they were able to experience more as they were transitioning. So I felt like they were saying that some of us are in circumstances where we can't really move out of our circumstances. And definitely people around the world, many are stuck where they are. But to recognize that you have an ability to move, you can do different things. You can branch out in your life and do other things because you have that ability to do that. And for some of us, it can feel very safe to just keep in our own little cocoon. And definitely they were saying there's a season to do that. But to recognize that, wow, you know, we do have a lot of freedom to change our environment for sure, right? And to recognize that blessing. And a lot of talking about death and how it can be a choice to give and share. And so that's what they choose to do. They want to give, and they do that through their beauty, through the colors, Just the beauty of watching a leaf fall. It's just mesmerizing. And so we can look at that, and instead of feeling sad for the leaf, we can say, wow, look how it's giving to us, and be grateful for it. They talked about communicating, how they communicate with each other. And there has been a lot of studies how trees communicate with each other, a lot through the roots, and how a tree is healthier usually when it's with other trees, right? So they kind of use each other as a community. And so that can be a message to us too, right? That we're stronger together. And how those trees are a part of us. Because if you could see energy, you would see how it really doesn't stop and start again. It kind of blends into the next thing. And so everything that is alive on this earth, we are in communication with that, with it, and we are part of it. And to remember that nature is a part of us while we're here. And how we can be respectful of that and treat it as such, and to have respect for nature. I know a lot of us do. So they also talked about, as they share their blessings with us, how we can take those blessings and that, like, take their blessings, but also be reminded of our own blessings and to share our blessings. And that's helps them continue their life. And so when we think of our loved ones that we have lost, we can take the blessings that they gave us and internalize them and then expand out with those blessings. And that helps them not only participate here, but it helps them continue forward in their life, knowing that their blessings are continuing. And again, there's so many variations with that. You have to look at those blessings on an individual basis. So for instance, my mother-in-law loved to cook and host people. And I know that when we do the same thing, when we cook for others and we host people, we are extending her blessings also. And so that's just an example of what you might want to do to continue their blessings here. They want us to accept nature and to integrate it. And so they're advising us to live with nature. And me being in the country, of course, I understand that. But sometimes in different situations, you may feel more isolated from nature, but also look beyond, because nature is also the air that we breathe and the wind and, you know, all that, right? All that nature. So there's different nature depending on where you live. So the leaf gives us permission. The leaf and the tree gives us permission to change with the seasons. So there's a time for everything. So in winter, we naturally want to cocoon, and they do too, and that's okay. And in the spring, they want to burst forward with new life, perhaps in our case, new ideas, new adventures, whatever it is. So we can take the seasons and honor them and know that in our life, we go through seasons too. And sometimes those seasons last longer than a typical season. We may feel like we're in a winter season for a long time. But they give us permission to do that, but also to change because a new season is coming. And it's funny how they talked about how they don't think about time until the seasons come and they're reminded of time. And so we can be reminded that time is moving forward when we see the change of seasons. And it's just a reminder that we're not here for a long time. It's a temporary existence on this earth, and to use our time wisely, right? And again, So individualized for each person, what that means to you. The other message was, we always feel like we need to keep moving up, keep doing more, keep reaching higher. And there is a time for that, right? There is a time to move up and work harder and gain skills and all these kinds of things. But sometimes in our own life, we have reached the pinnacle in one sense, that perhaps we need instead to start branching out instead of always moving up the ladder, however you want to see it. And so trees are the same way. They do have a limit of their height, but then they usually get more bushy and grow out, right? And that's what they're talking about here. So if we take that in our own life, depending on where you are in your life, you may be in the growing up season, right? Where you keep moving up. But there will come a time in your life where that feels like it's time now to use what you've learned, to use your skills, to use your blessings and share and move out more horizontally than vertically, right? And they were encouraging this lady to do that, to start branching out in new ways. And they also suggested that perhaps she gets out of her comfort zone and to move more horizontally. And I definitely feel that in my own life. Being an older person, I do feel like I kind of am there. It doesn't mean I stop learning and growing and doing new things. Those can lead to branching out and to meeting new people and new experiences. And that's what they were encouraging her to do. So I hope this gives you food for thought and to think about the change in seasons and reflect it on your own life and to recognize that there is a flow to life. And when you're in a hurry, be still. And if you're too still, see if you can catch that current to help you move forward. And at the end of the channel, they talked about that all is well and it is as it has been written. So your life has been written. Take comfort in that there is a plan. And not to resist it, to catch that flow and move forward in your life. And if you'd like your own spirit guide reading, I'm available to do that over Zoom. So wherever you are in the world, we can connect and I can do that for you. So you can just reach out to me at schoolofmiracles.ca and I would love to bring forward someone from your spirit team to give you a message that will help you in your life. So thanks very much for listening, and I look forward to connecting next time.